Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. Once again, we are gathered in the house of God to fellowship one with another and to hear thy word. We thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word gives light. Give that light in our hearts this morning. As always, glorify thyself. And let thy people be edified, Lord. Speak unto us that which you would have us know. Cause all hands that are hanging down to be lifted up and the heads that are bowed down to be raised up. And let your name be glorified. We give you all the praise and glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Praise God. Amen. How you all doing this morning? Amen. Well, today I'm going to speak on something different. I am going to terminate that series that I was working on the last two Sundays. Because the Lord wanted me to speak on something different today. I thought I was going to continue that, and he won't let me do it. You know, because there is something unique and extraordinary to come in the third part of that message whenever he lets me get to it. Well, it won't be today. Today I'm going to speak on exceeding greater and precious promises. How many of you say amen? Now turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. We're talking about exceeding great and precious promises. 1 Peter chapter 1. Now, before I read this, I want you to understand one thing. There is something that the Lord does for us. And I'm going to read it for you in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And I'm going to read at verse 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and to virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Exceeding great and precious promises. Well, the Bible is full of them. I mean, there are literally thousands. Normally, I preach from an index card about this size. But today, I have all of these. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because I try to write down all of the promises. You know, this is the card that I normally use when I preach. And I started on this card. I was like, you know, but I couldn't do it. There's thousands of promises. We can't go through all of it this morning. I might come back and do some more. But I'm going to start here. Psalm 6. I want you to turn with me to the book of Psalms. Actually, I'm going to start at Psalm 5. Psalms number 5. And I'm going to read verse 12. And then I'm going to be reading a lot of promises. There are different categories of promises that I'm going to talk about this morning. I'm going to read some from the Psalms, some from Isaiah, some from, you know, just all over the place. You know, and then we'll see what the Lord will do for us. How many of you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Now, these promises are given to us that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. Before I read, get into those promises, I'm getting ahead of myself, and the Lord just reminded me. He wants me to go back and read Hebrews, and I'm going to read Hebrews to use chapter 6, lay a foundation for these promises. I'm trying to get ahead of myself. Hebrews chapter 6, and I'm going to read from verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so Abraham, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now, God, he looked up and down. He couldn't find anybody greater than himself, so he swore by himself. And he said, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. Now, so God wants me to tell you that this morning, that the Lord backs up these promises by his own greatness. Because he couldn't find anybody else to back it up with, so he backed it up by himself. And God, you know, he has the ability to make blanket promises, like ask whatever you will. There's nobody in this audience that can say that and back it up. If you tell me to ask whatever I will, I'm going to ask that your most prized possession, and I'll take it from you. You know, maybe your house or your car that you love and so forth. But God, he has the ability to do that. Amen. He can do it, and no matter how much you ask and how much you get from him, it's like taking a bucket to the ocean. And you can take as much water as you want, you're not even going to leave a dent. How many of you know that's true? Yeah. That's the way it is with the Lord. So let's see what these promises he has for us this morning. Turn with me. I'm going to go back to the Psalms in a minute, but the Lord wants to remind me to read this, you know, to lay the foundation and so forth like that. You know, I've got to read this and lay a foundation. Second Corinthians. And I'm going to read from chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 18. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1 and verse 18. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. In other words, it wasn't yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay. But in him was yea, always. For all the promises of God in Christ are yea, and in him, amen. Amen. Unto the glory of God by us. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. All of the promises of God in Christ, they are yea and amen. And I've got so many of them, I'm going to try to do them in categories because we can't cover it all. In fact, the Bible is full of literally thousands of promises. Thousands. But let's take a look at a few this morning. Now, there are various kinds of promises in the Bible. There are conditional promises, and there are unconditional promises. Now, for the conditional promises, for every conditional promise, there is a premise. It's like a condition. To every promise that is conditional, there is a premise. God might say something that, if my people, which are called by my name, they shall humble themselves, and seek my face, and pray, and turn from their wicked ways. See, that's the condition. Then I will hear from heaven. That's a promise. See, so that's an example of a conditional promise. But there are also some examples of unconditional promises. Sometimes they're like prophetic promises, if you will. God always likes to say in advance what he's going to do. He always says in advance. You know, he'll say in advance, he'll say, you know, something like, I will help you. Yeah. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And you might say, well, why don't you just do it already? Why do you have to tell me first? Just do it. You know, but he knows what he's doing. You know, he gets your heart, because without expectation, there can be no miracle. And God will test you through the process to see whether you will be faithful. See, while the promise is lingering. See, and he'll test you through that process. So I'm going to try to cover some conditional promises, some unconditional promises, and so forth like that. You know, and there are just literally thousands. I can't do them all. I'm going to do some today, and maybe from time to time I'll come back and do some more of this and so forth like that. Now, turn with me to the book of Psalms. I'm going to start at Psalms 5. There's a lot of promises in this book of Psalms, a lot in Isaiah that I'm going to read this morning, and throughout the Bible, really. But, you know, like I said, we're just going to do a few of them because I can't cover them all. Psalms 5 and verse 12. But he says, for thou, Lord, see, this is a kind of like an indirect promise. See, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, thou will compass him as with a shield. Hallelujah. You know, now, There are some things, there are some promises that came out in the Bible by the authors of, the writers of these books, you know, what they said and so forth, you know. And there are some promises that came directly from God. See, so we're going to look at various ones and so forth. Now, this is one that the psalmist is saying, but it's kind of like a promise. He said, the Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor he will compass him about with a shield. Now, in Psalm 9 and verse 9, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. Now, how many of you are in any kind of trouble or oppressed? You know, we have some of our friends today that came to us from the homeless shelter and so forth like that. You know, here's what the Lord says to you. Psalms 9 and verse 9. He says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge for the oppressed and a refuge in their times of trouble. See? And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, has never forsaken those that seek thee. When you seek the Lord, he will not forsake you, no matter what you are going through. That reminds us of Psalm 46 and verse 1. Psalm 46 and verse 1, he said, the Lord, our God, is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, the Lord is always our refuge. He is always our strength. He is a very present help. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof run, be troubled, and so forth, the mountains shake, and all of that, we shall not be troubled, because the Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. How many of you say, praise the Lord? Now, be still, and know that I am God. Psalms 46. And verse 10. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord. Verse 14 of Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Say, wait on the Lord, and he shall strengthen your heart. And Psalm 29 verse 11 tells us, the Lord will give strength unto his people. Amen. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Hallelujah. Are you troubled this morning? You know, are you in any kind of uproar and so forth? Listen to what he says, sir. He said, the Lord will give peace to his people. It reminds me of Isaiah 26 and verse 3. He said, thou wilt keep in perfect peace, sir, whose mind is stayed on thee. So the Lord, he will give peace. So these are promises of peace and so forth like that. Now listen to promises, some promises of deliverance. Psalm 34 and verse 7. I'm going to just mix it up, different kinds this morning. See what the Lord will have for us. Psalm 34 and verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him, and he delivereth them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The same Psalm 34 and verse 9 says, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The righteous cry in verse 17 of 34, and the Lord heareth them, and delivered them out of all their troubles. Amen. Amen. The Lord will deliver you out of all your troubles. Amen. No matter what you are going through, he will deliver you. Psalm 34 and verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And he is very close to those who are of a contrite spirit. He saved them. Verse 19. I love that one. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I want everybody to read that one with me. Psalm 34 and verse 19. What does it say? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Now that's a promise of deliverance. See, that he does for you in no matter which way the devil buffets you, The Bible says the Lord will deliver you. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to skip through some of these promises because there's just so many of them, you know, that I marked down here, but I can't do them all. So I'm going to just skip through some of them and so forth like that. And then we'll see what the Lord has for us. Now turn with me to Isaiah chapter 50. No, I'm sorry. Before I go to Isaiah, let me read Psalm 50 and verse 15. I just wanted to skip so many of these ones in the Psalms, but there's just so many. This one jumped right at me. So let me read it. He says, Psalm 50 and verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Amen? Amen. Call upon me in the day of trouble. What does he say? And I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That is found in Psalm 50 and verse 15. Now you should mark this wonderful promises down in your Bible. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That's in Psalms 50 and verse 15. So the Lord is still talking about, these are promises of deliverance and so forth like that. Now let's see, you know, when we get into any kind of trouble, let's see the promises that God gives us concerning how he will help us. I'm going to turn to Isaiah now. Isaiah, now this book of Isaiah is full of just so many promises. I cannot just get over all of them, all of the things that he says and so forth. Now here's one unconditional promise that he gives in Isaiah 40 concerning what the Lord will do at the end of the age. Isaiah 40 and verse 4. Every valley shall be exalted. There's nothing we need to do about that. And every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places shall be made plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. That's a prophetic promise. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And that prophecy or promise was already fulfilled in Jesus. And it's going to be fulfilled again, you know, at the end when the glory of the Lord returns. Like we preached the last time out of Psalm 24. His glory is coming back. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, turn with me to Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, in this particular promise, he doesn't ask you to do anything but only not to fear. You know, and so forth like that. You know, but he says, I will help you. And I will strengthen you. See, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, well, Isaiah, he believed that promise that the Lord gave him. And here's what Isaiah had to say about it later on when, you know, there were certain things that he was facing. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. The Lord told him in 41:10 that he was going to help him. And later on, he encouraged himself in the Lord, remembering the promise that God already gave. And here's what he said about that. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. He said, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I shall not be ashamed or confounded. Therefore have I set my face as a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. How many of you know that you will not be ashamed? Do you know that the Lord is going to help you? The Lord already said he's going to help you. And if you believe it, you can testify like Isaiah and say, I know the Lord will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded, no matter what I'm going through. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed, and I will not be disappointed. So that's the way Isaiah, he put it, after he saw the promise, and he received the promise of the Lord. Now, here are some promises about seeking God, and he will reveal himself, and so forth like that. He says in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. He says, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall seek for me with all of your heart. And as Jeremiah 33 and verse 3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So If you want revelation, you want the Lord to reveal himself unto you, call unto him and he will do it. Praise ye the Lord. Call unto me and I will reveal unto you. I will answer thee and I will show thee great and mighty things. Now this reminds me of something that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. But I'm going to come back to some of these promises. I'm walking my way through the Old Testament here to get to New Testament. But this reminds me of Matthew 7 and verse 7. It says, and I call it the ASK rule here. A for ask, S for seek, and K for knock. It says, ask, and it shall be given thee. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone, that's a promise. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. How many of you say amen? And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So don't ever let the devil tell you, well, maybe the Lord didn't answer your prayer. Or maybe it's not time. No, the Bible says, everyone that asketh, receiveth. And everyone that seeketh, findeth. And everyone that knocketh, the door shall be opened unto him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So we have these promises. Now these promises are given to us to help us to become more like God. You know, now God, here's something about God. See, what God has that we don't have, foreknowledge, is to God what faith is to us. See, take a note of that. See, foreknowledge is to God what faith is to us. You see, if you already had foreknowledge about everything, you really wouldn't need a lot of faith, because you already know. See, God knows everything, see, and so forth like that. But we don't, so we have to believe. And if we believe, the Lord will always bring his word to pass in our lives. But you must believe that word, and you must speak the promises of God. Now I'm speaking the promises of God unto us this morning, so that we might believe. And I'm going to go back to Isaiah and read some of these promises to us. There are lots of it over here that I want to read, and I don't know if, how much of it I can cover today, but I'm going to just cover a few the next 20 minutes or so. Go back with me to Isaiah, and I'm going to read some of these promises, and I'm going to turn with me here to Isaiah and chapter 43 of Isaiah. And I'm going to read at verse 25. I, even I, that's the Lord speaking. I am he that blotteth out your transgressions for my own sake. And I will not remember your sins. Now that's a promise. You know, if you bring your sins, you confess your sins to the Lord, the Lord said, I will blot out your transgressions. And I will not even remember your sins. Praise the Lord. See, he says also here, behold, I will do a new thing. That's Isaiah 43 and verse 19. I will do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. And shall ye not know it? I will even make a way for you. Some of you are in the wilderness right now. The Lord said, I will make a way for you in the wilderness. Now there is something that you are believing the Lord to do for you, because your life is a wilderness right now. God said, I will make a way for you. I will cause even rivers to come forth in the desert. Now listen to what he says in Isaiah 43 and verse 2. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Now, he doesn't say if you pass through the waters. If it so happens that you are going to get into the waters. No. He said when. That means you're going to have these challenges. You're going to have these problems. Everyone has these problems. These things, you know, it says in Ecclesiastes, say chance happens to all and so forth. All of these things happen to everybody. The difference is the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. See, the peace and comfort that the scriptures, the consolation of the scriptures, which is what we are talking about this morning, is what makes the difference. Everybody goes through these things, whether you are a believer or not. But here's what he says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And we saw that, you know, I'm telling you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they read the scripture. They knew what he said. And they said, oh God, you know. And they went into that fire, and man, the Lord, he pulled them out of there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord, you know, whether it's a literal fire or different things that we are going through in our lives, the Lord, he will be with you. The psalmist said it best in Psalm 23. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. See, and I always like to say it this way. The psalmist could have said, though I walk into the valley of the shadow of death. See, if you walk into, that's a dead end. How many of you know that? But when you walk through, it means you are coming out on the other side. So he already knew. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And even today, everybody says, I'm going through something. So, by your own mouth, you already say you are coming out on the other side. Nobody said, I'm going to something. Amen? Everybody said, I'm going through this, and I'm going through that, and I'm going... Yeah, you are going through. And you are coming out on the other side. How many of you say, praise the Lord? Yes, sir. The Lord told the disciples, let us go to the other side. And if they would have listened to what he said, they would have known that the upside down and all the storms that were happening would not deter the Lord's word from coming to pass. Because he said, let us go to the other side. He didn't say, let us get into the boat and perish. See? He said, let us go to the other side. And as soon as they went, the storm started to rage. And all of these things started to happen. But the Lord, he went in the back. And he took a nap. He didn't care anything about the storm. See? And then he said, Lord, why don't you care that we're going to perish here? See? The Lord just wanted to enjoy a little nap. You know, the storm's doing its own thing. It's going to pass over. It's going to blow over. How many of you say amen? The storm will blow over. There is no night that has ever lasted forever. As sure as there is night and day, the problems that you are going through right now, they are going to blow over. Praise the name of the Lord. It cannot last forever. See? He says, sorrow may endure for one night, but joy comes in the morning. The Lord's going to give you joy in the morning and so forth like that. Praise the name of the Lord. So he said to them, let's go over to the other side. So everybody, every time you say, well, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, by your own mouth, you're already proclaiming that you are coming out on the other side. Because through means you are passing through and you are going to be on the other side. It's not a dead end, see. Praise the Lord. So when you pass through the waters, the Lord will be with you. And when you go through the flames and so forth, they will not kindle upon you. Praise the Lord. Now listen to Isaiah 44. And verse 3. For I will pour water. Now this is revival. See. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. And floods upon the dry ground. I will even pour out my spirit upon thy seed. And thy my blessing upon thy offspring. You know. So that's a promise of what the Lord. It reminds us of Acts. You know. Where he says. This promise is unto you. And to all your children and as many. As the Lord our God shall call. Praise the name of the Lord. Now listen to Isaiah 44 and verse 6. Here's something the Lord says about himself. Thus saith the Lord the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. And beside me there is no God. That ought to make you shout. Yes. Amen. Yes. You cannot find another God. Outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. Verse 8. Fear ye not, neither be ye afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? Ye are my witnesses. And there is no God besides me. He said, yea, I know not any. There is no God beside me. Praise ye the Lord. There is no God beside. Now listen to what the Lord is going to do. To all the lies that the devil are throwing up in your life. All the devils that rise up against you and all the lies that come up against you and so forth like that. Listen to what the Lord is going to do. In Isaiah 44, verse 24, it says, "Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrated the tokens of the liars." All the lies of the devil, the Lord will frustrate them in your life. "He maketh diviners to be mad, and he turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge to be foolish, that confirmeth the word of my servant, and performeth the counsel of my messengers." Praise ye the name of the Lord. "And we go before thee," Isaiah 45 and verse 2. Now this is promise of God's guidance, promise that he will be with you, and promise that he's going to lead you into his perfect will, and give you the victory. "And we go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight. And we break in pieces the gates of brass. And I will cut in sunder the bars of iron." And the psalmist said, "Oh, that man will praise the Lord. For he has broken the gates of brass. And he has cut in pieces the bars of iron. Praise ye the Lord. I will even give thee the treasures of darkness. And hidden riches of secret places. And thou mayest know that I, the Lord, have called thee by thy name. I am the God of Israel." Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You want more knowledge and revelation from the Lord? Isaiah 45 verse 11. "Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hand. Command ye me." I mean, wow. That's the greatness of the Lord. He humbled himself to even ask us to do such a thing. Praise the name of Jesus. The Lord is good. Everybody say, "The Lord is good." Isaiah 45 and verse 22. "Look unto me and be ye saved." Everybody here this morning, look unto the Lord. And he will save you out of all your troubles. He will save you out of all your troubles. "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else." Praise the Lord. "I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess." Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now listen to what, you know, how the Lord is going to restore things in your life. Those of you that have believed the Lord and so forth like that. Isaiah 35 and verse 10. "And the ransom of the Lord shall return." Hallelujah. Actually, I'm going to read that same text from Isaiah 51. I like it better, 51. It's the same thing in Isaiah 51. Let me read that one. I like that one better. Here's what it says. Isaiah 51 and verse 11. "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return." Amen. Amen. "The redeemed of the Lord shall return, and they shall come with singing." See, unto Zion. See, "and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I am he that comforteth you." Now listen, if you are afraid of a situation that you are in, you know, things are getting too strong for you and you don't know what to do, listen to what the Lord says. You know, sometimes you are even afraid of people that can't go up against you and so forth like that. See, you are afraid of a man. See, what they can do to you and so forth. You know, here's what the Lord has to say about that. Isaiah 51 and verse 12. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die? And of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And why forgettest the Lord thy God, thy maker, that stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundation of the earth? And why hast thou feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy?" And the Lord says, where is the fury of the oppressor? Where is it? See, sometimes you people get so bent out of shape, you know, because of some trouble that they are in and so forth. Look unto the Lord and be saved. The Lord is with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Isaiah 52. Awake. Awake. Verse 1. Put on thy strength, O Zion. That's like the people of God. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised of the unclean. Now listen to verse 2. Shake thyself from the dust. Now this is an exhortation. We preached one time, the Lord said, you know, I said, the Lord is in your corner telling you to get up. This is like that. Say, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down. You can put your name there, Jerusalem, whatever your name is. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. The Lord, he wants you to shake things loose. He wants you to get up. And he wants you to have the victory. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to go back here to Isaiah chapter 44. Praise God. And I'm going to read verse 23. This is how you need to shout for joy, because the goodness of the Lord is with you. Say, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Amen. Do you believe the Lord has given you the victory? Then you should shout. You see, even the lower parts of the earth, you see, break forth into singing. Ye mountains and so forth, oh ye forest, and every tree therein and so forth like that. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and hath glorified himself in Israel. Now if you believe the Lord has answered your prayer, then the Bible says you ought to shout for joy. You ought to give the Lord the praise and so forth like that. Now let me give you some more promises about peace that Jesus gives us. John 14 and verse 27. John 14 and verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Say, Jesus said, I give you peace. See, not as the world gives, give I unto you. My peace I leave with you, and let not your heart be troubled. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1. You say, well, you're bouncing all over the place. Well, that's because I have 12 pages of promises here. I'm just speaking through them. Now, Isaiah 40 and verse 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to everyone that is in trouble this morning. And say unto them that their warfare is accomplished, and their iniquity is pardoned, and they shall receive of the Lord double. See, and all of that, so forth like that. You know, Job, he received double after he was tested. Praise the Lord. He received double from the hand of the Lord. The Lord blessed him, and he restored everything unto him, you know, that the Lord ever did for him, and so forth. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, how many of you are enjoying these promises from God? Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Yes. These promises are so special. And listen to what he says also in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. This is again the Lord telling you to get up. See? Get up. Say, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Now, some of you are down this morning. You have challenges and so forth. The story of the prodigal son that I love so much in Luke chapter 15. He was down. He was almost out. Well, actually, he brought it upon himself. But it doesn't matter whether he brought it upon himself or not. The father was waiting for him every day. And one day, he got enough sense in his head and said, I will now arise and I will go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned, and I am not worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And when he did that, the Bible says, his father met him a long way home, coming home, ran unto him, and gave a great party to welcome him home. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Praise ye the Lord. Now listen to verse 19 of Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah 59 and verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up his standard against him. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Well, let me read that verse to you a different way. Let me read it to you this way. When the enemy shall come in, like a flood will the spirit of the Lord raise up a standard against him. Any way you want it, you see, because the devil is no match for the Lord anytime. The Lord already whooped him. Praise God. I love to say that. Now, the devil doesn't like this kind of preaching. See? You know, but who cares? You know, he can go deeper into hell for all I know. The Lord already whooped him. Made an open show of him. Spoiled principalities and powers. And gave us the victory in the name of the Lord. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Oh, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. Oh, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. Oh, praise the Lord. This is what the Lord will do. And so many promises here, you know, I can't cover them all, but I'm just going to read, you know, all of the things, you know, different ones and so forth like that. You know, there's just so many of them. Now turn with me again to Isaiah chapter 58. And verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Amen. And he shall satisfy thy soul in drought. He shall even make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden. And like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Let's read a couple of things from there. How God commanded Joshua, you know, to be of good courage and so forth like that. Here's what he says in Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 8. Of Joshua chapter 1. Let's read some of these things that the Lord said to him. And for those of you who are going through anything today, take courage from these things that we're about to read. And God's going to give you a secret here. I'm going to start at Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. This book of the law, that's the word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth. Now this is a promise that has some condition to it. But thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. How many of you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
You will have good success when you meditate on the word of the Lord. Some months ago we preached on the blessing of the Lord, and in that message showed how to do it. See, and so forth. The same secret is in Psalm 1 and verse 1. He says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by rivers of water. He shall bring forth his fruit in season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How many of you say praise the Lord? Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 28. I don't have time to read all of the promises in that chapter, but I'm just going to pick, you know, a few of them for you. Deuteronomy chapter 28. But this again are some promises that have a premise. In other words, they have a condition. And here is the condition. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass, this is the condition, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, or which is in the word of the Lord, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. Amen? Amen. The Lord is going to set you on high when you do his commandments. The Lord even said concerning Jesus in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9. Here's what he said about Jesus. He said, thou hast loved righteousness and thou hast hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You want God to anoint you, love righteousness and hate iniquity. How many of you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Now, here's all the promises that the Lord gave in, some of them in Deuteronomy 28, of what the Lord is going to do for you if you keep his commandments. He said, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake you. Now, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 tells us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. See, we're not supposed to seek these things. These things will overtake you. All you have to do is diligently follow the word of the Lord. How many of you say amen to that? If you will diligently follow the word of the Lord, here are all the blessings that will overtake you in your life. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. That means at work, that means when you play, at school, or whatever. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground. The fruit of thy cattle. Now, in those days, it was cattle and all of these things and so forth. So you can substitute your business right here. How many of you know that's true? Today, I don't have any cattle, so why should my cattle be blessed? I've got something else. Amen? I wish, you know, I've got my own business here. I don't do no cattle. You know, I can't mess with that stuff. So, but, you know, whatever it is I'm doing, the Lord's going to bless. So you take, you know, you put your, you know, your business in here. Okay? You put your business in here. Whatever your business is, you put it in here. You're in real estate, you put it in here. Amen? Yes, sir. You know, you have a laundry business, you put it in here. You are a teacher, you put it in here. You work or whatever it is, you are a student, you put it in here. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep, and put all your other business in there. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall even cause your enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Sir, I know some of you would like that. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall go out seven ways, sir. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee. Now notice, it is the Lord that commands the blessing. It is not your laboring for it and so forth. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee. In your storehouses, that means your bank account, or whatever you have in there, and in all that thou settest thy hand to do,
amen.
And he shall bless thee in the land where the Lord thy God has given you to possess it. Oh boy, give the Lord a hand clap for that. That is beautiful. Yes, sir. Oh my. Oh, listen to some more of this. Listen to more of this. And all the people of the earth, in verse 10, shall call thee, you know, they will know that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. See. And verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Amen? I don't think you understand that. If you did, you'd shout a bigger shout. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure.
Amen.
The heaven to give thee rain. See, even the windows of heaven will open up unto you.
Amen.
In the land, in the season, and it will bless all the work of your hand.
Amen.
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 Are you a nurse? Are you a teacher? Are you a student? He's going to bless you.
Amen.
And listen to how he's going to do it. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you will be above only. Are you a student? Even as a student, you will be above. How many of you say amen to that? You'll be above only and you will never be beneath. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And all of this, if you will diligently hearken unto all of the commandments of the Lord. You know, but if you don't, the rest of the chapter tells you what's going to happen, but that's not my subject today, because this subject is full of joy.
Amen.
Amen. This time, you know, I'm preaching the joy and the message of joy this morning, and the message of hope, and all of the things that the Lord will do for us, you know, when we trust in the name of the Lord. Now, like I said, so many promises, I can't go through them all, and so forth like that, but let's quickly wrap up some of these by some, here are some direct promises from the Lord himself, you know, and so forth like that. Now, turn with me to John. This is the Gospel of John. And I'm going to read chapter 16 and in verse 23. And I'm going to read a few verses from John and then we're going to close this message. I mean, I can be here for the next 10 hours going through these promises, but I don't have time for all of it today. So I'll just read a few more. And in John chapter 16 and verse 23, and in that day, like today, say, you shall need to ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, what does he say? He will give it unto you. Now that's a promise. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. Now that's a wonderful promise. Now, like I said, the Lord has the capacity to make those kind of blanket statements because he doesn't have to back down from his promises. Because he has the ability to not only do what you can ask, but even more that you can think. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Yes, the Lord knows what he is doing and he will do it too. Now, it says here that if you want promise of power, you want promise of the Holy Ghost in your life, here's what it says. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And you shall receive power. See? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But then what do you do with the power? He commands you to be witnesses. See, the Lord said, this promise is unto you, and as to many as shall come, you know, all that the Lord our God shall call and so forth like that. Here are some of the things that the Holy Spirit will do when it comes into your life. Let me read to you what the Holy Spirit will do. Here are some things that the Lord promised the Holy Spirit will do. John 16 and verse 13. How be it, John 16 and 13. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now that's a promise. You are not going to believe a lie. Amen?
Amen.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. That's a promise of revelation. The Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, and he shall receive of mine, and so forth like that. You know, so many, many wonderful promises and so forth here in the Bible. I don't have time to read them all, but let's just read a few more as we begin to close this. We'll just read a few more. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I want you to turn to Romans chapter 16. Now if you believe, Romans chapter 16, and I'm going to read at verse 20. It says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. How many of you say amen to that? That the Lord is going to bruise the ugly head of the devil, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with you.
Amen.
Now unto him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, Paul said, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept since the world began. See, unto him that is able to establish you and all of these things and so forth, he said, I commit you to his hands, to the only wise God, be glory. Hallelujah. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. You'll find that in Ephesians. Turn with me to Ephesians. You know, real quick. You know, God is able. We preached a message some months ago on God is able. And it says, our God is able to do exceeding now unto him. Ephesians 1 and verse 20. I'm sorry, Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. Yes, sir. According to the power that worketh in us. Now that power is already working in us. Praise ye the Lord. Unto him that's able to do all of these things, we commend you unto him this morning, and he will do these things in your life. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for all of these wonderful promises that he has given us. Now, I have so many more promises to do, but I'm just going to leave this because of time. We might come back some other day and catch up on these promises and so forth, you know, that we're going to do, the rest of them. There's so much in the Bible. The Bible from the book of Genesis clear on to Revelation is full of all of the promises of God, you know. But this is one promise that I want to close with you today. See, this is an unconditional promise. No matter what the devil does or anybody does about it and so forth, you know, here's what he says. And behold, I come quickly. Amen. I love that. And my reward is with me. And I will give to every man according to his work. Revelation 22 and verse 12. I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And verse 20 says, surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all these precious promises. The Bible is replete with these things. The word of God given unto us that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. Every promise in all these things, knowing that we are more than conquerors. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Lord, we know that you are with us. The God of Jacob is our strength this morning. God, the perfection of beauty is shining upon us today. Oh, we thank you, Lord, because you are a very present help. The name of the Lord, Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower for you this morning. For as many of you as we run into it this morning, you will be saved. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all of these promises. Every one that we have read this morning, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, Lord. Promises of deliverance that you have given us. Promises of all things that pertain to life and godliness. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, lean not to your understanding, but acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and he will direct your paths. Father, Lord, direct our paths this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And for everyone that is here today, that their hands are bowed, I mean hanging down, or their heads are bowed down, the Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, in Psalm 24. That's a promise too. And the King of Glory will come in. But that's a conditional promise. First, you must lift up your heads. If you do not lift up your heads, the King of Glory cannot come in. But when you lift up your heads, I've said it many times before, a little child that wants to be carried must lift up the hands. If they don't lift up the hands, you are not going to carry them. So in the same way, we must lift up our heads. Now I want everybody today, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Come on now. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And let the King of Glory come. come into your life. Let him bring that deliverance. Oh, let Shiloh, let him come. Oh, and let him bring the light. Oh, yes, sir. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts this morning. The excellency of his power through these promises. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I charge and adjure every lying spirit. In the name of Jesus. The spirit that have lied to your people that they do not have the victory, I charge and adjure them by Jesus Christ. You are defeated. In the name of the Lord. The people of God, they have the victory. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now we speak to every spirit of doubt and confusion, every spirit of fear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the God of our strength, even the rock is his name. He is with us, and he has delivered us. The Egyptians that you see today, you will see them henceforth no more. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord bless you today and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance unto you. And the Lord give you his peace. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, but my peace that passeth all understanding. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And Father Lord, strengthen every hand here today. Strengthen all the knees that are feeble. Give victory on every side. Now, you are here this morning. You want the Lord to do something special for you? Just believe the Lord. See, all these promises that we have read ought to tell you that the Lord is with you this morning. Believe the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, this is a time of reflection that you ought to reflect. These promises, the gateway to all of these promises is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once you come to the cross, then these promises are yours. Blessed be the name of Jesus. 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 We have some people here this today that will be traveling this week. We commit them into the hands of the Lord. That the Lord will give them journey mercies in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will make their way to be straight and so forth. The Lord will go ahead of you. The eternal God is your refuge. And underneath the aircraft, underneath everywhere is, oh, the everlasting arms. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The everlasting arms will be underneath, and he will be with you, and he will deliver you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You will go and you will come back and you will find pasture, and the name of the Lord will be your strength. Now, you have something that you are believing the Lord for this morning. You are expecting the Lord. You have a situation and so forth, and you are asking God to give you a miracle. In the name of Jesus, the Lord says, call unto me. Hallelujah. And I will show you great and mighty things. The Lord is able to do all things. So today, we ask the Lord to move on your behalf. In Jesus' name. The case or cases that you have and so forth like that, commit them into your hands. We ask the Lord to move for you and work a miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you will come back, you will testify, and you will give glory to the Lord. And the thing which the devil said to you, aha, aha, the Lord, he will turn it around. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And you will glorify the Lord. Praise his name. Praise his name. I want everybody to say with me, the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Say with me, I will bless the Lord at all times. Even the light of my salvation. He said, the Lord is with me, of whom shall I be afraid? He is the light of my life, of whom shall I fear? Though an enemy and host and all of these things should encamp around me, I will not fear. In this I will be confident. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your people. They are not afraid this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord, because the Lord will help them. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm going to close with this. The Bible says, you know, for those of us that have hope of these promises and so forth, say we should purify ourselves. If a man has this hope in himself, he should purify himself. And let's read this together. I love to do this. Psalm 50 and verse 7. We're going to close with that this morning. Oh, yes. This is, I call it the declaration of faith. Some of you may have heard me do this before. But we're going to do it. Isaiah, I said Psalm, but I meant Isaiah. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. Let's declare this declaration of confidence in the Lord. Let's do it together this morning. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. I want everybody to turn with me. If you don't have a Bible, share with your neighbor, because I want us to do this together. This is our declaration of faith and the confidence that we have in the Lord, that the Lord is going to be with us and he's going to give us the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's do it together. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face as a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Praise ye the Lord. Now you can take that to the bank. You can take it everywhere you go. The Lord is going to help you this week, and you will not be confounded. The Lord is going to help you, and you will not be ashamed. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.